The temptations of Jesus were not an act. They were real. The battle was fought in the mind and heart of Jesus. The most dangerous attacks are ones that originate inside of us. They are the most difficult because they involve self-denial, something that is never easy to do. We might ask ourselves the question, can a good person be tempted? The answer is yes. Good people become targets for evil. The powers of darkness hate the light. This was true for Jesus. The powers of darkness massed against him. The person who resists temptation knows more about its power than the weakling who submits at the onset of temptation. You want to know what victory over temptation costs? Don't ask a sinner, ask a saint. If you want to stop looking at the internet during Lent, if you want to stop gossiping during Lent, if you want to stop overeating or overspending during Lent, don't look for help from someone who has tried and failed. Look for someone who has tried and succeeded. It is because Jesus struggled with temptations and was victorious over it that he can help us in our struggles with temptation. The temptations came immediately after his baptism. At his baptism, God gave him the mission to go out and to begin and proclaim the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is at hand. The temptations were an attempt to distort that mission of proclaiming the good news. Satan sought to undermine Jesus and his faithfulness to the Father and to the mission received from the Father. Jesus' temptations were not a one-time event. Temptations never are. The temptations continue throughout his earthly ministry. His victory in the desert were not the winnings of a war, but the winning of a battle. The same is true for us. We never reach a point when we will be beyond temptation. On his earthly time, Jesus never reached that stage, neither did the saints. However, temptation is not necessarily a bad thing. It is a learning experience. It is darkness which leads us to grace to recognize of what needs to be challenged in our lives. We hear the word repent and believe in the gospel. Repent means to be sincerely sorry for what we have done and not to do it again. During the course of our spiritual journeys, we are all tried. And this doesn't mean that we are to give up. Virtue has no meaning if there is no struggle. Each time we overcome a struggle, it makes us stronger. This involves a choice between doing good and doing evil. Each right choice makes the next right choice easier. We might say that things were easy for Jesus, but they were not. He struggled to do the will of God. He achieved the will of God by prayer, fasting, and obedience to the word of God. We are spiritual beings. We are in the season of Lent. We are called to deepen our relationship with God by prayer, fasting, and abstaining in almsgiving. It's true that we can go to Mass. We are here right now. But something is to happen to us each time we come here. We are gathered. We repent of our sins. We are nourished. We are nourished by both the Word of God and by the bread and food that has become the body of Christ. From there, we are sent. We are sent to show others the way, how to live a good life to the way of salvation. In our practices, we are called to pray. It seems that when I was growing up in the area that I was raised in, the chief question was, what were you giving up for Lent? And you told people, and they always were vigilant of what you were doing, and they always pointed out, oh, you fell. Well, this is not what Lent is about or totally about. It's about growing in closeness to God, removing those temptations that get in our way and finding the way. We do it by prayer. But our prayer is to go beyond Sunday liturgy and going to devotions. It calls for us to look at the scriptures so that the word of God may come into our hearts. We go to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In those moments of temptation, we go to Psalm 25. Lord, show me your ways. Rescue me. Show me your love. Remember not my sins. Remember your compassion, because you are good. We are spiritual beings on a human journey. Temptations come our way. Temptations to overindulge. Temptations of not letting go of our pride. Temptations of wanting more for ourselves than looking after the needs of others. So if we continue with our journey, let us be faithful. We have first holy communicants with us, and this is a special time in your life. When you were born, your parents and godparents took you to church to be baptized so that you become the children of God and to follow into the feet of Christ. And between now and this time, they have showed you how to pray, how to be charitable, how to be nice. And this is what God wants. And you, like all of us, are on a journey. And on that journey, you need food. And the food that you receive is the Word of God and the body and blood of Christ. This is not an achievement like getting an A on a paper or a trophy for winning some sport or some particular academic. This is God's grace. It is not one thing you need to do to earn it. It is freely given. But it's also my hope that this is not your last communion, that you will continue to receive communion every week for the rest of your lives. And when you have your family, that you show your children the way to Jesus by prayer, going to church, doing good works, sharing what you have. So blessings to your children and your families and your catechists.